Secretary Kerry says there are pent-up frustrations on both sides, and they run deep.
Many of us share a deep sense of urgency about this, given the constant threat of escalation and the dangers of a downward spiral of violence.
In comments from London, he cited several recent incidents that have raised tensions between Israel and the Palestinians, including the death of Zayed Abu Ayd. The Palestinian minister died after a confrontation with an Israeli police officer. Kerry also cited an acid attack carried out by a Palestinian hitchhiker that injured members of an Israeli family. Kerry has held talks this week with officials including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat in a bid to defuse tensions and encourage both sides to return to the negotiating table. But Palestinians, frustrated by the slow pace of progress in talks, are looking to the UN Security Council with hopes of getting support in the form of a resolution.
We don't have any problem with them filing some resolution, providing it's done in the spirit of working with people to see how we could proceed forward in a thoughtful way that solves the problem, doesn't make it worse.
But it is a U.S. loss of clout in peace talks that has played a role in the pivot toward the U.N. resolution, says Middle East analyst Khalid El-Gindi.
The fact that this process has dragged on for more than two decades is the main reason that Palestinians are looking to alternative forums to try and achieve their political goals. And they're not alone.
He says delays increase the likelihood of UN action.
I think there is a lot of international frustration with the lack of progress that the United States has made.
Despite delays, the U.S. role remains as important as ever, says Middle East expert Michelle Dunn.
The United States is the only party with a close enough relationship and this very enormous defense relationship with Israel that can actually both press the Israelis a bit and make the Israelis feel safe in any kind of negotiating process.
Kerry says the United States is focused on reducing the violence and what he calls the sense of confrontation. He says the most constructive efforts for the peace process will come through consultations. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.